This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. An 8-acre lot next to Macomb High School has a new owner. That new owner is the Macomb School District. The school board this week approved the purchase of the land from Maple Avenue Christian Church for $160,000. The board also agreed to have the district buy the adjoining Youth for Christ House on Maple Avenue for $78,000 plus the cost of demolition. Superintendent Patrick Toomey says the school district has not decided how it will use the land.
To be honest, because that land is directly adjacent to our current property, that's the real reason we want to purchase it, particularly that church property. It adds over 8 acres directly to the south of our property here, and it could be used for a whole host of variety of things for the district.
Such as?
Ball fields, band practice room, all kinds of things.
A middle school?
Well, the board has not made the determination whether they're going to build or whether they're going to rehab a building. So that decision has not been made yet.
Is that site large enough for a middle school?
That site would be large enough for a middle school. Yes, it would be.
And Dr. Toomey acknowledges the site is under consideration for construction of a middle school, but he says other possible sites exist too. He says the district will use revenue generated from the 1 cent sales tax for schools to buy the land. Middle school students currently share a building with high schoolers. Toomey believes middle school students would be better served by having their own building. The school district has spent several years talking to the city, McDonough District Hospital, and the YMCA about constructing a multi-purpose building that would include a middle school. Toomey says that project, known as Community First, is still possible, but it's looking less likely. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.